Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf mem, and we're going to talk about a related topic from yesterday's daf and today's daf, and that is Kedusha Shvius regarding Dalet Minim. Kedusha Shvius regarding Dalet Minim, which is a sukkah that comes up here on these dafim. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf said that during Shemitah, when somebody wants to buy a set of Dalet Minim, what's the halacha? Lametes man aleph halokeach lulav mechaver b'shvius. If somebody buys a lulav from their friend in Shemitah, so what is the halacha? You can't pay for it in the usual way. The esrog, that is. Nosin lo esrog b'matana. The seller should give the esrog as a gift to the buyer. Lefisha ein rashar lelocha b'shvius, because he can't buy it during Shemitah. What's the problem? Why can't you buy an esrog during Shemitah? You're allowed to buy basic needs. You can't do this. An isra of lachlav lo l'schara. It's an isra of doing business in a regular way, but basic needs that you need to eat for food, for basic other needs, and there's a basic need for a mitzvah, so then l'chora you would be able to pay for it. So what's the issue? Right? Rashi says, the Gemara says, lo rasalita lo b'matana ma'u. What happens if he doesn't want to give you a present? He doesn't want to give you the esrog as a gift. So Rav Huda says, mavliya le d'me esrog b'lulav. Just pay a lot. Pay a lot for the lulav, and included in that would be the esrog. Well, we're familiar with this from the concept of Schar Shabbos. There's an issa d'rabanan to take money for work on Shabbos, for work purely done on Shabbos. If there's a caterer that works preparing the food and serving the food and then cleaning up afterwards, then when I pay him for Shabbos and non-Shabbos, that's okay. I'm allowed to pay somebody, the issur is really the person getting. So I'm allowed to take money for Schar Shabbos if it's included in weekday work as well. Right? I'm just not allowed to take work purely done for Shabbos. So that's Havla. That's as long as it's Huvla inside. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a tshuva, where if somebody gets interest on a bank account, that's okay. Why? Because usually the bank accounts are met, the interest is measured from midnight to midnight, and the Friday midnight to midnight has some weekday in it, and the Saturday Shabbos midnight to midnight also has some weekday. So when I get the interest, it's Havla. It's swallowed up, included. The problem is if you have a two-day yantif. So the answer, Moshe says, you know, a little bit how much interest you're going to make on the two-day yantifs in the year, so you can give a little tzedakah with that in mind. But anyway, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that if somebody buys a lulav during Shemitah, the Mishnah seems to say that you can't pay for the esrog. Can't pay for the esrog. So says the Gemara, why not? V'leisav le'behedya. Why don't you pay for it? Right? Why don't you pay Rashi? V'leisav le'demei esrog behedya. My time ain rashay l'locha b'shvias. Why can't you buy the esrog during Shemitah? Answers the Gemara. Lefi, again, it does not say that business, because this basic business, basic for human needs, would be okay. But lefishein mosrin to may pay rishvi islam ha'aretz. You can't give the money to an am ha'aretz for somebody who you don't think takes care of kedusha shvius, and you're going to pay him for the esrog. So we know from today's daf that the kedusha of the fruit of the Shemitah goes onto the money that you use to buy it. So, and if I give the money to the Amaretz, I'm not sure if he's going to take care of it properly, if he's going to get rid of that money before Biur. That's Rashi's pshat. All Shemitah fruit at a certain time, towards the end of the year or the following year, you have to get rid of. You can't keep it to get rich with. And Amei Aretz are chashid in this regard. Lefichach, you can't give it to them because Rashi says, Lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol, because you're causing them to sin. I am assisting them in their sin, and that's why it is a problem. That's why ein mosrin debei perishvius la'maaretz. So it's pretty clear from the Gemara that esrogim have kedushas shvius. After all, they're fruit, and it's an edible fruit, and it has kedusha. So that's the first of the dalet minim. Esrogim have kedusha. The only question is, what is the important moment halachically for esrogim? Right, that is the unclear. We know the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah aseh of la'achla. Big discussion in the Achronim, what exactly does that mean? Is there a mitzvah to eat perishmita? Just like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah and a mitzvah to eat shruma, those are different, but similar. Or, no, the point is just that you have to treat it properly. It's not so much a mitzvah kiyum asay, but what's called an iser asay. Make sure not to treat it inappropriately. That's la'achla v'lo lahefsid. Not so much to eat it, but don't ruin it. Don't treat it in an improper way. So says the Ramban in the mitzvahs asay, that he says the Rambam forgot in mitzvahs asay gimel, shomer Torah, beper shvias v'haisa, shabbos ha'aretz lachem, la'achla. Right? The land will have a shabbos, for la'achla, v'darshu la'achla, v'lo l'schara, v'zed dvar Torah, k'mo she'amru, and he quotes from the Gemara, the end of Avodah Zarah, nimsa p'reyachovo, b'shpeh reshviyas, v'tar amam, la'achla, v'lo l'schara, v'chei be'bekomos rabim in Atalmud, so too many places in Shas, including Sukkah daf mem, today's daf, that we have the principle of treating reshviyas properly. La'achla, right, Rosh? Today's daf has many things that you're not allowed to do. Using it for medicines, using it for a dye, using it for laundry, right? Those are all the exclusions on today's daf. But the Gemara earlier on today's daf, on the top line, discusses, so what's the crucial moment for an esrog? What's the issue? Meaning, when do you determine Shemitah? We know the Gemara tells us in Meseches Rosh Hashanah that generally fruit go by chanata. Fruit go by blossoming. When exactly is that? That's a good question. The beginning of the blossoming, the end of the blossoming. But fruit go by blossoming. So that is why generally Perish Shvius is only Lamaisa for fruit the year after Shemitah. Because the fruit that grow, that we get during the Shemitah year, is from what blossomed the previous year. And therefore, generally, most fruit are going to have Kedusha the year after Shemitah. Because that's going to be what blossomed during Shemitah. Tfu of Azaisim Basar Shlish, a grain and olives go after growing a third. Yarak Basar Lakita, vegetables go by when they're harvested, when they're picked. And that's why, if you have vegetables that were harvested on Som Gedalia, the day after Rosh Hashanah, and they come to the stores, they have Kedusha. They have Kedusha, Yarek Basar Lakita. That is the rule, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Dav Yud Gimel on Mabez. So fruit go after the blossoming, and vegetables go Basar Lakita, go after the harvesting. Why is that? Why do vegetables go after the harvesting? So the Gemara explains that vegetables need water in a more serious way up until the last moment when they're picked. Right? They need water. So they're not considered independent from the ground until mamish when they're picked, because they need the water. That's the Gemara here on the next daf on Yud Dalid in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Yatzu Yerako Shekadelin Al Mei Shana Haba'a. Vaynu Shas Nas Lekitasan. Shari Gozes in Osav Yichozeres Vekadela. Because up until the last moment, they use the water and they need the water. Fruit. You know, an apple tree, once you water it, it needs watering every single day. No, you water it when it grew, and that's good enough. So that's why the Gemara explains, it doesn't matter what the reason is, that's what the Gemara says. The fruit goes basar chanata, and the irakos go basar lakita. Comes along the Gemara on our daf and says, an esrog is unique. An esrog is a fruit. I'd make a ha'etz if I eat an esrog. But, says the Gemara, machlokas. What does esrog? An esrog might have a certain element connected to vegetables. That the water elements, the water, the aspects of how it absorbs the water, it grows with the water, might be like a vegetable. And that's what the Gemara has in machlokas here. Machlokas tanoim. Whether an esrog basar lakita or an esrog basar chanata. So that's why an esrog for sure has kedusha. But which year does an esrog have kedusha in? That is the question. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis and in Ilchas Vayser Shadi, the Rambam says that we're machmir both ways. Hayarak bishas lakitaso. Vegetables go by when they are harvested. V'ha esrog afilu haya kapol kodem Rosh Hashanah v'nasa kikad b'shvius. Even if it's like a tiny bean before Rosh Hashanah and it grows during Shemitah. Chayev and Maisrus compare Shishus. So on the one hand, it's Chayev and Maisrus, like a 60-year fruit. V'yafilo ha'yikakad b'shishus, and let's say it grew like the size of a cod in the 6th year. Hol v'nilka b'shvius, haru compare Shvius. And since it was harvested during Shemitah, it is like a Shemitah fruit, umis aser compare Shishus lahachmir. Rambam seems to say that you cover yourself and go in both directions. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Shemitah in Dalet Yud Beis. In Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam also says this, but there, the Ravid is Masik. The Ravid says, no, I think Esrog is like fruit. Says the Ravid Perak Alpha Lachahei. The Rambam quotes V'chein Esro Bilvad Mishar Peres Eilan Hari Yikiyarek V'holchan Achal Lakitaso Bein Lemeiser Bein Lishvius. It's like you go after Lakita. That's the Meikar Hadin. Says the Rambam, and the Ravid says Kama Dvarav Mivulbalin Umukulkalim Umushubashim V'Tovis Divrei Biyochan Reish Lachish. He continues regarding Esro, but he says Miul Inyan Meiser Sheni Meiser Ani As Lidin Basal Lakita Kerav Yosi. He thinks for Shmita, it goes by blossoming like a regular tree. Just for Meisers, it goes by, for the Ravid says it goes by Chanata like a regular tree, the Ravid says, but for Meiser and for Trumos, it goes by Lakita like a vegetable. Lamai says, Amachlokes Rishonim, the Chazonish says, Meikra Din, we pass like the Ravid, treat Esrogim like fruit, but Lamaisa, many are trying to be Machmir, the men are to be Machmir in both directions. So that is why, if somebody gets an Esrog, let's say many Esrogim will be cut before Rosh Hashanah, in order to get to the buyers by Sukkis. So if that's true, then we'll generally, you know, try to be Machmir both ways. What's the difference? We're using the Esrog for a mitzvah, and then afterwards you let it rot, then you can throw it out. So, you know, not so much Lamaisa. If somebody eats an Esrog after Sukkis, so then one should treat it with Kedusha Shvius. You can eat the Esrog and put the peels in a special container in order to go bad, but that is Esrogim. But again, the year after Shemitah, so that's Lechora, all of the Esrogim would have Kedusha, and then we will treat it with Kedusha as well. But there's no problem with using Esrog Shemitah. No problem at all. Lechatchila. You know, there's no problem with using that for the mitzvah of Dalid the Minim. The only issue is the buying it from an Am Haaretz. So again, how do you buy it? So either you use the Havla, and that's how most assume you buy the Dalid Minim. You don't buy just an Esrog. You buy the Dalid Minim, and whatever you pay for, you say, I pay for the Lulav, I pay for the Aravos, and included in that, you're giving me the Esrog for free. Right, that's how. Or others say maybe you could buy it on credit, right? That also solves the problem. The Netziv writes that he used to buy if he had an Esrog of Eretz Yisrael, he would buy it on credit, and he wouldn't pay until after Yontif, after he ate the Esrog, right? So there's not even any Esrog left to change the Kedusha onto the money, so the money doesn't have any Kedusha, and nothing to worry about. The other option is Otzer Bezdin. To buy an Otzer Bezdin Esrog, which might be the best option in terms of general way of dealing with Shemitah, meaning Otzer Bezdin is based on the Tosefta in Shvius that I pay for the expenses. I don't pay for the Esrog itself. I pay for the expenses. And Bezdin is Koveya, how much, you know, more expenses you might receive a nicer Esrog. You pay a larger percentage of the expenses. And there's no beer when it comes to Otzer Bezdin. So anyway, when it comes to Esrogim, during the Shemitah year, they have, if they generally have a Hechsher for not being Murkav, not being grafted together from other fruit, which we had a Lumdish year about a few months ago, it definitely has one relating to Shemitah. That's in terms of Esrog. What about Lulav? What about a Lulav? Does a Lulav have Kedusha? A lulav is not edible, right? A lulav comes from a palm tree, but might have dates on it, but it is not edible. So it sounds like, you read the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, why does the Mishnah just make a fuss about Esrog? What about lulav? So the Gemara asks, on Lama Tesma Beis, Ihachi lulav nami, what about lulav? Why should he be able to pay for the lulav? So the Gemara says, you're right. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a 60-year lulav. Lulav barshishis hanichnas l'shvius he. So says the Gemara. So maybe we're talking about a 60-year esrog also. Why does the Gemara assume otherwise? That's what the Gemara answers. No, but esrog goes by lakita. So esrog goes by you just picked it. So that's why it has kedusha. A lulav goes by when it grew. It's part of a tree, and therefore it's going to go by chanata. But it sounds like then that a lulav, if it would be a 7th-year lulav, it would have kedusha, says the Gemara now on Daf Mem, on today's Daf. Taima de lulav barshishis hanichnas l'shviyasu. So the only reason that the lulav doesn't have kedusha in our Mishnah is because it's a 60-year lulav ha de shviyas kadosh. But if it was a shmita, it was a 7th-year lulav, then it would have kedusha. Ask the Gemara, amai eitzim yamahu. It's just wood. It's just branches. It's not fruit. The eitzim ein memishim b'shviyas. And lumber doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Why doesn't it have Kedusha Shvius? What's the rule? So here, the Gemara quotes the rule of Hanasa ubi'uro shaveh. What has kedusha? What's the siman of a fruit? When you consume it, at the time of the consuming, you get enjoyment. You get enjoyment. But as I'm eating the fruit, I'm enjoying. As the fruit is being destroyed, I'm eating it. So hanasa ubi'uron shaveh. But if there is a case where I get the hana after the destruction of the item, like wood, I burn wood, and after the wood is burned, so then I enjoy the heat, then I enjoy the fire that was made from it. So the wood is generally hanasan achar biuran. So says the Gemara, that doesn't have kedusha. That doesn't have kedusha, and therefore wood generally shouldn't have kedusha. Adds Rashi in one line, but lulav is different because lulav you use for a broom. And if you use lulavim for brooms, so as you use the broom, pieces break off, right? As you use the lulav as a broom, not the lulav you're using for the mitzvah, but lulavim in general, says Rashi, are used for brooms. So at the time that you're using it, you're getting hana from it, the pieces are breaking off, so it's like a fruit. And that's why a lulav, says the Gemara, would have kedusha, even though general wood wouldn't have kedusha. So far, that's what the Gemara says. We continue for a moment. The Aika eats in Damashchan, Danasan Biurin Shaveh, but we have this type of oily wood that Hanasan Biurin Shaveh, this type of oily wood that as it burns, it gives you light and you do get Hana'a as it burns. So what about this special type of wood? Answers the Rava, Amar Rava, Stam Eitzim Ulahasaka Hein Omdim. Question about the Girsa here. Rashi has another Girsa. But general wood is used for heating. How do you understand that line? Pashtus. Pashtus is that we're talking about most wood. Most wood you only benefit from after it's destroyed, and therefore by most wood it doesn't have kedusha. But you're right, this special type of wood, Eitzim Damashchan, whatever wood that is, that would have kedusha. And it sounds like when the dust settles, by this time, that lulav would have kedusha because we use it for brooms and it's hanasan. What's the problem? The Rambam. The Rambam just quotes our Mishnah Kipshuto. Our Mishnah Kipshuto, which is when you buy your dalaminim, don't pay for the esrog. Period. Sounds like for the Rambam, don't worry about the lulav. The Rambam should say, we're talking about a 6-year lulav. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a Mishnah, that must be what we're talking about. But the Rambam doesn't say anything about the lulav having kedusha. And if you look in the Rav Bar Tanura on Mishnayos, also the Rav Bar Tanura says lefisha lulav eitz ba'almahu ve'ein bo kedusha shvius. Lulav is just a piece of wood and it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Didn't the Gemara say otherwise? Didn't we just read the Gemara? The Gemara says not only most wood, but a lulav is different. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos lechora divrei harav temuim la ha'ma'ayin besugin. Right, the words of the Rav Bar Tanura, based on the Rambam, is difficult. Tanira de lulav yishbo kedusha shvius kiva danaso biyurad shaveh vein adom l'shar eitzim de omdim lahasaka. Right, and he says, and look in the kapos tamarim asks this kasha. The kapos tamarim is the achron we know that wrote on Yom Truah is a sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Tosefos Yom Kippurim is a sefer on the last parak of Yuma, and kapos tamarim is a sefer here on lulav hagazel. So he asks this kasha. He says, you know what? It must be the Rambam reads the Maskana of the Gemara differently. It must be when the last line of the Gemara says, Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Hein Omdim, that doesn't mean we're talking about most wood. You're right. The wood of Mashchan would have Kedusha. Lulav would have Kedusha. We're talking about most wood. No. You know how the Rambam reads the Maskana of the Gemara? Because most wood doesn't have Kedusha, so no wood has Kedusha. Because most wood is hanasan achar biuran, the hana comes after consumption, so therefore all wood doesn't have kedusha. That's how the Rambam must read the Gemara, and therefore the Rambam and the Rav Bar Tanura just quote the Mishnah Kipshuto as if the lulav doesn't have any kedusha. Right, and that's what he says here. Vanu holchem achar rov eitzim danasan achar biuran ve'eim bam kedusha shvius. Fascinating way of reading the Gemara, says the Kapos Tamarim. So one issue is how you read the Gemara. Rav Asher Weiss in the Sefer on Shvius in the Minchas Asher, he gives svaras why a lulav wouldn't be have kedusha. He's not focusing on the Rambam's issue of reading the Gemara. He says maybe once you're miyachid it for the mitzvah, that basically you're mevatel it from being an ochel, being something you're consuming. Designating it. And you have that concept by elsewhere. He quotes a Gemara in Baba Kama. If I have Perish Shvias that I'm a yachid for laundry, or the Tosefta talks about if I'm miyachid teven for a pillow, and I stuff it into a pillow, it loses its kedusha, because I was miyachided for it to use as a pillow. They used to use straw in the pillows. So too, he says, maybe it's a little dachuk, but he says maybe that's what it means, that right when you're miyachided for a mitzvah, so then it won't have any kedusha. Or he adds, maybe it's different. The Rambam is talking about bizman shalom. In the days of Rashi, maybe 100 years before the Rambam, maybe they used lulavs as brooms. Nobody uses a lulav as a broom today, right? So maybe the whole issue wouldn't get off the ground. He says, "L'chara nira d'dasa Rambam d'alacha zut tzuliyah l'fi mitzias hadvarim v'bkomam u'bizmanam u'bizman shenagul l'shtamish panfei deka l'tateyas abayis yesh bo kedusha shvias." Because then it was hana asan b'shas biuran. Aval efshar d'bizman Rambam kfar lo nagu kein. Already in the time of the Rambam. Maybe in Egypt it was different than France also. There were different menhagim. The Kiva Shemishtamshim Banafim Eil Lashibish Kalshu. We never use this for anything. Therefore, it's just like regular wood. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in a tshuva, lulavim don't have kedusha today. You don't have to worry about lulavim, how you dispose of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Aleph, we don't use them for brooms. He's machalik there between a lulav and an orange peel. That's what he's talking about there. That an orange peel, even though many people don't eat it, it still has the status of ochel, while a lulav never really had the status of ochel, and therefore there is no problem. L'may nafkamina, could you burn the lulav with the chametz the following year? Right? If it has kedusha, then you can't burn it. You can't destroy Perish Vias. Right, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says a lulav doesn't have kedusha. The Rambam already says that a lulav doesn't have kedusha, and therefore it's okay. So an esrog gets kedusha, just depends when. A lulav doesn't have kedusha. Hadasim, that's a question, because it smells good. The hadasim smell good. So it seems to be a suffix in the Yerushalmi, a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, but atzei besamim, many poskim are mako, the Maral Diskin, and others are lakula. In any case, it would be the following year, and Aravas for sure don't have any kedusha. That's no smell, no not for consumption at all. So these are the Dalet Minim regarding kedusha, and again, one of the major sugyas is right here in Sukkah Daf Mem. Okay, we'll stop here.